KSL Newsline. You guys have a two-hour delay this morning. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. All schools will start 2 hours after their traditional bell schedule. And obviously, this is because of the winter weather this morning. The roads are really slick, and we want to give students enough time to get to school safely.
How do you make that decision, Jeff?
We get up about 4 o'clock on the days when we think that the roads are going to be very slick and very snowy. And our transportation department and our facilities crew make the rounds in the Canyon School District to see if the roads have been plowed, if we think that the buses would be able to navigate the roads safely. And we make the decision about 5 o'clock on whether or not we'll hold school on its traditional bell schedule or if we will push back school so that buses can navigate those roads safely, or if we'll cancel school altogether. In this case, we thought that the plows would be out and about and our buses would be able to navigate those roads pretty safely, but we wanted to give them enough time to do so safely, and that's why we pushed back school 2 hours.
So there is still a chance that school could be canceled today if the conditions don't necessarily improve over the next little while.
Well, there's always that possibility, but for right now, we are pushing forward with a delayed start. So that would mean that schools would start 2 hours later than they traditionally do.
In addition to talking with us here on KSL News Radio, what other means do you have for notifying parents?
Yes, we have an emergency notification system. We send them a text message. They get an email, and they also get a message on their phones. And that went out this morning at about 5:50, 6 o'clock. We also have posted on our Facebook page, and we've sent out messages on Twitter. Principals also have been notified. So we're trying to spread the message, and thank you for helping us get the message out today that the Canyon School District will start 2 hours later than its traditional time.
Now, we also heard, Jeff, that tomorrow is expected to be worse than today. Now, the forecast is not always right, but
could be another early morning for you guys tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
It could be another early morning for us. And parents should be listening for that phone call. And they also should be looking at our website, our Facebook page, and receiving those Twitter messages. We will let them know as soon as we possibly can make that determination whether the roads are safe enough to navigate. So when they get that phone call, they'll basically get one of two messages, whether there's a delayed start or whether school has been canceled. If they don't get a message, that means that school will go on as usual. But we will be up early looking at those roads, taking a look at the weather conditions, because we want our kids to get to school safely.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it. Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District letting us know that Canyon schools will run 2 hours later than usual because of the weather this morning, and we already do have some school closures, at least in the Park City School District, where they have a canceled school. Today was supposed to be the first day back, but they've pushed that, of course, until tomorrow.
He made a good point. If you hear nothing, mm-hmm. that means school is going on as scheduled.
But tomorrow could be another sketchy commute, too. So we might be in this very same situation tomorrow as well. Again, Jeff Haney, we appreciate your time from Canyon School District with us here on KSL News Radio.